the blues. It's killing me. Let it be. When I go, just let me down. Thank you.
That was something by the late great Book, Little Book, and the Blues is Killing Me. And that's kind of a...
Yeah, ending song.
Yeah.
And just let me down real slow. Mm-hmm. I guess in case I wake up and I can come back or something.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what going to do. Well, we're going to play something by Chris Arduin for Good Times.
Yeah, Good Times from Chris Arduin, Double Clutch. And I know Cyrus, that was all in his time when he was doing the Mardi Gras run. Mm-hmm. The 7-day ride and all. They'd ride for 7 days, party for 7 days every year. Oh, yeah, they had a group going on with that. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and play that song. Then we'll come back and do a couple of things. Yeah. And
here we go with something by a Good Time. Let's go with it right now. Right, here we go with something by Corey LeDay and Buchanan Special.
Right about now, I want
but
to
after
song
that, we're going to be playing something 64 wedding anniversary. Is that what we're going to do?
67.
67 years.
Been married 67 years. So I want to send this
out to my grandfather. Well, we're going to play from Parks, right after this one.
We need to talk about this because, I mean, for 67 years.
Now we got a special coming up for that 67 years of
which
marriage.
Is for
yeah, and that's going to be going out for that person, of course, that was
for Martell and Hattie
in 67
years. Caesar Goodly this morning. Want to wish them a happy wedding anniversary. 67 years this past week. We certainly. I mean, that's a milestone, and every year y'all keep adding more and more. Y'all making it harder and harder for us. But we're gonna hang with you. We're going to try to get there also.
Oh, yeah, but I'm heading in that direction, man. That's what I am.
How many you got?
57 years.
You got 57? Oh, yeah. You're still rolling along there. That's good.
Yeah, man.
I just got 45.
You got just 45.
Uh-huh. So we're rolling along.
Yeah.
Slowly but sure. But congratulations to Martell and Hattie. And I know, Martell, you're so happy that you married a Caesar, you know, that she keeps you looking
good. I know what
she's
saying right now.
And, you know, she looks like the Hattie, when she's dressed, she looks like the queen.
Really?
Yeah. She looks like the queen of England.
Queen of England.
Yeah, but we just want to wish you a 67 years. Now, you know how old they were when they got married.
Well, they must have been in their teens.
Well, let me tell you like this, then you figure it out. Now, they've been married for
67 years.
Okay? And they are 75 years old.
Well, yeah, that's what it is. It's 75. So that, whoa.
What? What? How old was they got married?
Wait a minute now. He's 75.
Yeah.
And they've been married 67.
Uh-huh.
Now, wait a minute now.
What?
That's
what?
No.
No, what?
Can't be, because let me tell you right now, if I subtract 67 from 75.
Uh-huh.
That's 8.
Okay. And? And what's the problem with getting married at 8 years old?
Hey,
what?
No. What? No, look at this. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. No. Say 8 years old.
Yeah, they've been married 67 years.
Oh, hell, he.
No, I think they were a little older than that.
Well, they
when they got
be,
married.
They had to be older than
well,
that.
We were just having a little fun with Martell anyway, ahead of this morning. Congratulations
but
we're for 67.
This is,
beautiful.
This is quite appropriate because the male of that, and what's his name?
Martell.
Martell, when you got married, you were the boss. You said, all right, that's the last word. I will have the last word.
Uh-huh.
You said that, and that was the arrangement. Now it is different. And if
different.
You want to be honest, you do not have the last word. The only thing you would say is, yes, honey.
That's it. That's how you get to 67. You know?
So we're going to play this one right here by Corey Ledet. And he calls this, the title of this is Stop Your Noise.
Okay. All right. All right. Go ahead.
But you don't, but Martell, please don't say that.
Say, remember that song.
Just be
That's exactly what goes on. Let's play this one by Dwayne Dobsey, and we'll come back and talk about Keith Frank's performance coming up on the 16th.
Hello?
Hey.
What you say, my cousin?
Hey, cuz. I mean, everything good, man. I'm on my way, man. I'm going to the show.
Where you going at?
Hey, man, I got about 10 cars following me, man. We're going to see the Swamp Boss.
The Swamp Boss? Who?
Dwayne Dukes, baby, the Swamp Boss.
Come on, cuz. Damn.
King of the Swamp.
I actually just got through cooking, cuz.
Well, my baby, what you cooking?
Man, I was making some etouffee, but, man, I guess I could put that up and go with you.
Hey, baby, come on down, because, like I say, I got 10 cars following me, baby. We're crossing the Lake Yard Bridge. Rocking and rolling.
Preston Wills, yes, sir.
Gotta get there, please.
I got you, cuz. All right, well, man, I tell you what I'm going to do, man. Let me turn that off, and then I'm going to go ahead and meet you there.
Okay, Papa.
All right, baby.
Hear this audio. They got tricks in the Haitian. The people ready to go. They all ready to go. To Harry's Creole Ball. Everybody come to Harry's. They come to hear this audio. They got lumber early. They got a good call time. The people ready to go. Had a body kind of Harris. They got the hitters out of go. Boy, them people dressed in their best shirts and best t-shirts. The people ready to go. They all ready to go. To Harry's Creole Ball. They gotta go. Boy, they got the cowboy boots over there. Cowboy hat. Here. Here again. We'll be right back.
We're going to play Hello, Josephine.
Hello, Josephine. Going out to
Dr. Amoeba.
Dr. Amoeba this morning. Yeah. So good to have heard his voice this morning. And he'll be by one of these Saturdays, John.
Yeah, but he got to wait until all that COVID get over.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah. All right. Josephine.
I remember you. You always loved at me. Yeah, holla, woo, woo, woo. You used to use my umbrella every time it rained. You used to use my umbrella every time it rained. Hello, Josephine, I do you too. Ooh. Ça va, Josephine. Come on, full song. Come on, ça va, Josephine. Come on, full song. And I do it on song. I did it. Ooh, 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 yeah. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Hello, Josephine. It's 30 minutes past 11 o'clock. We are now into the 30 more minutes of the final part of our Zydeco Sapasole. Okay, we got to play something by Gino Delafosse at Bonsoir Moreau. For who's this going out to whom?
Ricky and the Lula Jean family and all of his. Ricky always recognized all his aunts and uncles, you know, because of his mother. And we just want to send this one out. Ricky, hopefully you guys have a great week coming up. And, John, we're getting ready to get – y'all had school last week?
Yes.
How was it?
I was fine.
Oh, kicked off on the 18th.
A few little quarantine people out there.
Yeah.
There were a lot of students who did not return, but they were not labeled as quarantine, a medical quarantine.
Right. Some of them are getting sick. And, you know, for some reason, nobody has the flu now. Everybody has a virus, which the flu was a virus at one time, but now I think a lot of it is the fear the people have right now that some of the things, as soon as you get a cough, you get a sneeze, you wonder, Have it, you know.
But everybody's paranoid right now.
Yeah, it's a lot of paranoia going on.
Yeah, that's going on right now. Because, and two, we just got to be cautious because this Omicron virus too is hitting the younger people.
Right.
Not too many of the older people, but it's the younger people who have not been vaccinated.
And now it's time to get the young people vaccinated.
That's right.
I think we've ran our course pretty much. I got my booster last Monday.
Oh, yeah.
We're ready for the next booster whenever that's going to be.
Yeah, yeah. So, they said it might be a fourth one, too.
Oh, yeah. We're probably going to continue just like the flu. Every year there's a flu shot. You know?
Well, yeah. They have the shingle shot. They have the flu shot. They have another one too that you take.
Pneumonia. Yeah, I took my pneumonia and take another one. I think in March I got to take the second one. It's a double shot.
Yeah, and you take those things and it's for precautionary measures. And I'm not going to question the doctors and see what they have in there or not, because I believe that the medical profession, because I always say too, if you feel a little ill, you go to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the cortisone shot they give you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you ask the doctor, what is in that?
Nope, but they probably do now. I mean, everybody questions everything. Everything is being questioned.
Yeah, because
no
of technology.
You can look it up. All right, let's do this. Going out to you, Ricky and the family.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
That was Gino Delafosse.
Gino.
And then I have a special one that Gino knows that I like that one because that one, it reminds me of the time because people would always have something, blame it on somebody else.
Oh, and also I want to remember Sidney Poitier.
That's right.
Who passed away.
Sidney Poitier.
Yeah, very important man. Opened a lot of doors for a lot of people. And that is what our job is to open those doors and let the young people progress through the door, but you must keep it, you know. Calvin Simon, Parliament Funkadelic, co-founder, died at 79 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Calvin Simon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting to be, and it's going to be raining. We'll begin around 11:55 a.m. Huh?
It's about to storm.
It's about to storm out there?
It's dark.
Oh. Well, look, let's shut it down. Yeah. Oh, no, we got a few minutes.
11:49. But anyway, just to remind folks on the 16th, it's coming Sunday, not tomorrow, but on the 16th of January, Keith Frank will be performing at the Park International.
And Keith says, so before you go, Keith says, they're going to warn you, they're going to frisk you, they're going to check everything to make sure he has a safe event.
That's right.
And if you fight straight to jail, he will file suit against you. And so for those of you who like to fight at events and you love to go to jail, go to the event and fight and go to jail. Because some people just like to go to jail.
They like to go to jail.
They like to go to jail. But just remember, if you go to jail, that means you're not going to be at work that Monday because it's going to be a Sunday. So you're not going to be at work Monday, and you probably missed too many days already, so you'll probably lose your job.
Get fired.
You get fired instead of from listening to Zydeco Joe calling in sick all the time. Now you're not calling in sick. You're in jail. So please, they just want to have a safe. It's bad enough with the COVID. So please, they don't need any fighting. If you're going to go to enjoy yourself. Remember, if you're mad, don't go. If you get mad at the place, leave. It's a simple rule, you know, and it's all about having fun. That's what the culture was about, coming out, having a good time. Do you know why? Where did Zydeco music come from and Lala come from? That was the relief. That was the relief from being in the cotton field all day long. So you go to the dance, and you're only on Saturday night.
That's right.
Go to the dance Saturday night. And have yourself a good dance, get you a couple of drinks, and have yourself a good time. Go home because guess what? Sunday morning you was in church. But that's where the music come from.
Right.
People start gathering to have a good time because of the amount of work they done all week. That was the time they took the release. They take their baths. Some of them wouldn't take it for 2 or 3 days. So now we're taking baths twice a day.
I took
now.
A bath once a week.
I believe you.
That's
that was
right.
A normal.
That's a normal thing. Why would you? And it's too much water to waste.
And look, I was in a number three tub, but that's another story.
That's number three or number 10?
Number three. We had a number three tub.
Yeah, number three? Yeah.
Or number 10, y'all had 2 or 3 people in the tub, huh? y'all had a nowadays called a jacuzzi without. Y'all had a Jew. Y'all didn't have the koozie. Y'all just had the Jew. Y'all didn't have the koozie.
And look, Jew. I don't know. I know that we got some time, but the fact, Melvin, seriously, when you take a bath, because especially in the summertime in July, you know, the rain, it was dry. You know, you had them bitter weeds or zapsan would grow. So now it meant that it was dry. So therefore, you had to limit your water that you would use to take a bath. So the girls would take a bath first.
Right.
In the same water.
Same water.
That same water. All you would do is boil some water a little bit and pour it back in there. And the karas that would build up.
Like a gumbo.
So my mother would come and she would just scrape the karas.
Yeah, the dirt.
The dirt out the top.
Yeah.
And pour a little warm water, a little hot water in there. Then the boys would get in there.
Yeah, and people say, ew. But that was the life we lived. And you know what? Nobody couldn't talk about nobody because everybody was doing the same thing.
That's right. And so some of them would say, yeah, I know who. The listeners are saying, yeah. did.
Yeah, we used to pump our water. We had a pump.
Well, yeah, but no, we had a well. We had a drawing well.
Oh, y'all
well.
Was big time.
No, we had a drawing well with a rope. And oh, sometimes yeah, the bucket okay. would fall in there.
We had
to dip it. When we had a pump, ended up with a pump. In the house or outside?
What? The pump was outside. Pump inside. Now, some people had a pump on the porch or something. You know, I had an uncle that had it on.
Well, we ended up with a pump. With a big, long handle. That was updated.
Because Gino's grandmother and grandfather, they had a pump right on the porch. They'd pump. But ours was outside. Go pump, put the water in the bucket. And the bucket, you know, would have all that rust around it. We were real healthy when we came up.
I was talking this morning when I was talking. I played Boisek Audouin. A song called Allons Danser, and also Sunday Afternoon, or Sunday. It reminded me when I was coming up, you used to go cotiser. You'd go cote.
Oh, okay.
You wouldn't drive your car there and say, come on, honey, let's go.
Go for it.
No. You had to go on the sofa. You had sofa duty, we call it. And the parents would greet you first.
Oh, yeah, you had to greet the parents.
Yeah, and then you'd be come in, take your hat off, and go and sit down on the sofa. And the sofa, they wouldn't leave you in there with their daughter by yourself in that room.
Well, they was in the kitchen watching you.
Sometimes they'd sit the rocker right next to the door, and every now and then you could see the feet. And then, too, when it was time for you to leave, they'd start clearing that throat.
Yes, it's time for you to go. You've been there long enough. It's time to go.
All right, let's play something about Gino. Close out the show. It's 11:55 right now. And
11:58, we gone.
Yeah.
See y'all next Saturday. We'll do it all over again.
Yeah, that's right.
Support comes from the Vermilionville Museum and Folklife Park, open Tuesday through Sunday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Vermilionville also serves award-winning, authentic local cuisine at its restaurant from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Vermilionville is located at 300 Fisher Road near the Lafayette Airport. The phone number is 337-233-4077. More information on their Facebook page and vermilionville.org.
On Fresh Air, you'll hear conversations with legendary personalities like comedian Joan Rivers.
My first joke was my husband killed himself and left a message that I have to visit him every day, so I had him cremated and sprinkled him in Neiman Marcus. Now, haven't missed a day.
Icons of the entertainment world on Fresh Air.
Now hear Fresh Air Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on KRVS or KRVS.org. The Medicine Ball Caravan rolls every Monday through Thursday morning at 11 a.m. right here on KRVS or anytime at KRVS.org.
For obscure, experimental, and electronic noise, join me, Lucia Moon, Wednesdays at midnight on Beat Current.
Listen to music from the land of the rising sun with Japan Jukebox, Monday at 11 p.m. and Saturday at 3 a.m., only on KRVS. We're brothers Cody Winters and Danny Hiltz with Japan Jukebox. New episodes air every Monday night at 11 p.m., with an encore every Saturday at 3 a.m., only on listener-supported KRVS.
KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.